This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. The movies of Tim Burton include Edward Scissorhands and Sweeney Todd. His latest is Frankenweenie, which Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz says is no Edward Scissorhands.
Tim Burton seems to be turning into a kind of establishment resident eccentric. Mainstream news organizations gush over the ingenuity of his latest project, and that attention can mean that a once feisty artist has been co-opted and become an honored member of the in-group. That seems to be the case with Frankenweenie, a lifeless movie that doesn't have the stuff to upset anyone or even startle the most easily startled among us. You know from the title that Frankenweenie has something to do with the Frankenstein story. Parents named Frankenstein have a young son named Victor. After his dog Sparky dies, Victor learns in science class that bodies react to electrical charges. So he goes to the pet cemetery, digs up the dog, and in scenes that recall the 1931 movie, shocks Sparky back to life. That 1931 movie had real nerve behind it, and so, of course, did Mary Shelley's Gothic novel from 1818, which started the whole Frankenstein business. Tim Burton's film is a timid companion to the Frankenstein tradition. Like so many animated films in recent years, Frankenweenie resides in the non-threatening world of the cute, where the main concern looks to be whether the protective parents of young children will pay for their kids to see it. The way Victor's parents console him after Sparky dies sounds like it was written for the gooeyest of PTO manuals. And in terms of what the Frankenstein story is about, the movie's a lie. The heart of Frankenstein's the dangerous arrogance of human ambition and the wrong-headed desire of a human being to play God, which does not go well. In Frankenweenie, Victor's a good kid. He's cute, his parents are cute, and also sweet. Even the reanimating of the dog is a fine thing to do. But when the other kids in the neighborhood do the same thing with their deceased pets, it's a violation. Those kids and their parents are ugly and deformed and fat and they have bad teeth. And their revived pets are monstrous. So what's the lesson here? That if someone's good-looking, whatever they do is okay? So much for the timeless meaning of the Frankenstein material. Tim Burton's interested only in a kind of wish fulfillment for the lucky, handsome folks among us. Frankenweenie's also a film of limited visual imagination. Computer animators are still stuck with a kind of precision and regularity that radiate no emotional affect. There's no character to the characters because that demands imprecision and irregularity. The Frankensteins all have the same face, and the face doesn't express anything. Even the ugly neighbor kid with his badly spaced yellow teeth, his face doesn't react except in broad, unrevealing ways. And I still don't get why so much computer animation tries to look realistic. If you want realistic, don't animate. Why should cartoon characters speak dull, typical human sentences or make the gestures you only see from mediocre human actors? Tim Burton's best film may be Edward Scissorhands, which takes place in the same suburb as Frankenweenie. But in Edward Scissorhands, it's ghastly and sterile. The crisp regularity of the homes on an insanely manicured street gives you the creeps, and that movie gets right to the guts of what it is to be different in that kind of punishing social world. Edward Scissorhands is not a kid's film, but entertainment for children doesn't have to be this literal and witless. Frankenweenie gives kids no chance to read and understand the story. It's all pre-chewed into pablum. If I were a parent, which I am, and I had a little kid, which I do not, I wouldn't want her to see Frankenweenie. The unimaginative blandness is far too horrifying. I'm Howie Moshevitz.
Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz is director of film education at the University of Colorado Denver's College of Arts and Media.